Today's show is sponsored by Eggnog. It's delicious, bad for you, and only available 1 month every year. It's the McRib of beverages.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
December 12th, National Ding-a-ling Day.
National Ding-a-ling Day.
It's National Ding-a-ling Day.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
A ding-a-ling.
Oh, you're some kind of a ding-a-ling?
Ding-ding-a-ling.
Sorry about the ding-a-ling thing.
Not a couple of ding-a-lings they are.
You speak when you're spoken to, ding-a-ling.
One ding-a-ling.
Does that ring a bell, ding-a-ling?
Ding-a-ling-ling.
Happy National Ding-a-ling Day.
It's showtime.
I don't even know what that means. I mean, does it mean what I think it means? Or does it mean something? I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, hi there. Welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. We're also available on the Alexa.
Hello!
Two different ways. One way is you can listen to our live show on our feature channel. And the feature channel is on 24/7, 365, playing an incredible mix of modern alternative and vintage tracks, indie tunes. We even play local music from local artists in a regular rotation. Just go to radio434.com and check that out. Or you can listen on your Alexa device by simply saying, you have to enable the skill one time. You do this, you say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just do that one time. And every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. We do a live show Monday through Friday, 8-ish to 11-ish. And then we take the show segments that we do for the day and we repack them into a full-length podcast. And you can find that on the Alexa. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, YouTube. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcast. And then coming very, very soon in 2026, we have the brand new app. Yep. And it'll feature all of that content. It'll feature our live channel. It'll feature our show segments. It'll feature our podcast, full-length podcast. Even the videos that we do, those will also be available through the app. But we'll still be in all the other places that we are. So don't worry about that. So if you're used to, you know, watching us, for example, on Facebook Live, you'll still be able to do that, right? And there will be links on the new app as well, and links to even things that we do, like test drive interviews, and links to the Mic'd Up pop up concert series and the Radio 434 concert series, and all the things that we usually do that you could find on, you know, one platform or another, or this or that. It'll all be on the app, but it'll also be available in all the other places. So there you go. You can either get the app and have it all in one, or go to wherever you're used to going to get our content. Coming up on today's program, it's the Finally Friday edition. We've got Nat Marshall's going to be joining us from Interfaith Outreach. We're going to be talking about an event. We also, of course, we're going to get smart with five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. or be very, very afraid. And your stupid criminals and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk New Year's resolutions, all right? And how you can, you know, either going vague or broad with your New Year's resolutions can really up your odds of success. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about my latest New Year's resolution. I believe I set it in 2024 or 2023. I'm not exactly sure, but I've stuck with kind of the same one every year, and so far, we'll see. We'll talk about that in the next segment, whether or not I've actually kept the resolution and how long and all that. And then maybe what resolutions we think that we should set for 2026. I don't know, but we'll discuss that and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. Brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Now, an ordinary kid on New Year's resolutions.
Every year, Mom and Dad decide this is a year they're gonna lose weight.
Ugh, that means we all have to suffer through another Greek yogurt and chia seeds phase. I'll give it a week, and there will be clawing and scratching over the last slice of Meat Lover's pizza. Mom's like, this year, I'm gonna read more. What? Reading sucks. You wanna do my book reports too? Dad says he's gonna stop drinking beer. Right, Dad, right. And send the entire economy into a tailspin? Baby steps, Dad. Baby steps. Maybe just stop at 6. So Mom and Dad, sure you're out of shape, and diabetes is definitely in your future, but there's so much more of you to love, and you're perfect the way you are. Except the diabetes thing. I'll get that checked out pronto. Love you, mean it. Happy New Year.
This has been An Ordinary Kid on New Year's Resolutions.
Yeah, it has been. It's The Mike Show. So, you know, every year we make the resolutions, and some of them are you know, attainable, and some of them are just, you know, after a week, 2 weeks, you're like, what in the heck? Well, if you are faced with this, a new survey found just being happier is one of our top resolutions for 2026. And if you go vague and broad with your resolutions, it actually ups your odds of success. So we've got list 20, what are these, 22 common resolutions, and they ask people which ones they're making a priority as we head into the new year. So we got your top 10. Now, this is not our top list, of course, because we have one of those coming up. But here we go. Let's do this from the bottom up, because that's the way I like to do it. Number 10 is read more books. I'm going to check off the ones that I might actually do. Spend more time with family. We'll check in after the holidays and see if that's still a priority, but I'm still going to ding it off. Learn new things. That's number 8 on the list. Improve your mental health. All right. Lose weight. Lose weight. Yeah, sure. Improve your physical health overall. I could...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Save money. Number four on the list. I definitely need to do that. Eat healthier. I eat pretty healthy now, but can I eat healthier? Can I? I actually think I've got that one nailed down. Number two on the list, as we mentioned, is just be happier. Again, almost half said it's their priority going into the new year. And then exercise more, which is number one. Half of people making resolutions said that that's one of them. I don't know. I mean, during the pandemonium, some people, let's say half of society, went and turned into lumps of marshmallows. Okay, that I would be one of them. I went the opposite direction. Tab, on the other hand, she went beast mode and she got a Peloton. And she has never let up. And now she's got this rack of weights, and I'm buying her a weight bench. That's what she wants. I'm buying her a weight bench for Christmas. So, yeah, exercise more. Even if it's walking, even if it's Tai Chi, even if whatever you're going to do down in the park, that's as long as you keep it clean. But exercise more. So with that... Well, and around a third of adults plan to make a resolution this year, and almost all of them, 89%, think that they will follow through with it. Now, if the past is any indication, most of those people are delusional. But, you know, for me, I had a resolution to be more present in the present, okay? That was my 2019 going into 2020 New Year's resolution, to be more present in the present. And that could not have backfired more come March of 2020, because we all know what happened then. So now you're sitting around in it, and I have to be more present in this present. Anyway. But we digress. So that brings us to, it's more applicable now, by the way. Now with my youngest is 10 going on 11, or 10 going on 24. So it's more applicable now, but man, talk about the ultimate backfire going into 2020. Just sit around in my dirty pee pants and be more present in it. But anyway, that brings us to our top list. With a poll finding our top resolution for 2026 includes losing weight and being happy, which are both unoriginal and impossible. We say aim lower and pick something, anything from today's list. It's our top list today, top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. All right, here we go. Number one. I'm going to ding them off. Here we go. Reconnect with old friends who put out. Top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. Eat healthier portions of ice cream. Top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. Reduce workplace stress by quitting your job to live the hashtag van life. Top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. Save money on meth by making your own. Top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. Exercise your right to sunbathe in the nude. After all, it's your front yard. Cut down on alcohol you use on cuts and scratches. It leaves more to drink. Top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. Spend more time with your kids' teacher. She's hot. And top New Year's resolutions anyone can maintain. Be happier your employer doesn't drug test. There we go. The Mike Show. See what we did there? Coming up, we have news and not headline news. It's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg, and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing. Greens, Salads, Wraps, and Pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's gotta be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's gotta be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. George Lucas is opening a museum in Los Angeles. The salad bar will serve Darth Taters, Boba Fettuccine, and Obi-Wan Kenobi beans. Guns N' Roses' new song is called Nothing. It's about what they found at the dessert bar after a visit from Axl Rose. The Indianapolis Colts added 44-year-old Philip Rivers to their practice squad. What are they practicing? Shuffleboard? And experts say AI can already replace 12% of the workforce. You know, Secret Santa is going to be so much less fun when there are only two employees left in the office. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and we're taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. We've got a winter something. It's supposed to snow again. The kids are all off school again today. I don't see any snow out there. Road conditions are just fine. So I don't know. They've been right so far for the past couple snow events, and they've nailed it. So we'll see. We'll see how today shakes out. Let's check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford anybody. Anyway, coming up, we are going to get smarter with your 5 random facts. We're going to get even smarter with Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again, maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for 5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. Here we go. Number one, Dallas Cowboys linebacker Chuck Howley is the only player from a losing team to be named the Super Bowl MVP. It was Super Bowl V in 1971, and it was such a mess of poor play that it's sometimes referred to as the Blunder Bowl. The Colts won 16-13, but the two teams combined for a Super Bowl record 11 turnovers with five in the fourth quarter alone. Chuck made two interceptions. Number two, the name of the easternmost point of all the U.S. territories is Point Udall in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The name of the westernmost point in all the U.S. territories is Point Udall in Guam.
Interesting. Who is Udall? That's what I want to know now.
I don't know. Now I got to research Udall. Number three, out of nine siblings, one out of nine siblings have the same first initial, whereas with two random people, there's a 1 in 14 chance of having the same initial. Number four, orthorexia is an eating disorder where people only want to eat organic or pure foods. And number five,
chicken tenderexia.
That's when I want to eat anything that's not healthy.
May be guilty of that.
Yeah, that's my daily routine. And then number five, chocolate milk was invented in Jamaica in the 1400s. An Irish botanist visiting Jamaica in the 1700s took the idea back to Europe and started selling it. And those are your five random facts. It's the Mike Show. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. You are out and about.
I am out from a nondescript location in Lynchburg now. We're celebrating a little staff holiday party, but could not let Mike down, so I'm stepping out to make sure I remind you guys of all the fantastic things we have going on at the market this weekend. Tomorrow is the last of one of our two last mistletoe markets, and with that being said, we finally have our carriages set for tomorrow. So horse-drawn carriages ride through downtown Lynchburg. We're very, very excited for it. $5 a person. If a child can fit in the lap, then they are free. Tickets are first come, first serve, so you don't have to get tickets in advance. Just show up, get in line, and then wait for your magical memories to happen.
This is really, really cool. Mistletoe Market is such a great opportunity for folks to get down to Lynchburg Community Market, take advantage of expanded hours, take advantage of all the incredible gift ideas. These are one of a kind gifts, by the way. So
absolutely, yeah.
You know, if you're a big box store shopper and that's good enough for your loved ones, I'm putting on the Catholic guilt trip here. If that's good, that's good enough for
if
your.
If you don't love your family enough, then sure, go for it.
Okay, take two. No, Lynchburg Community Market has so many unique gift ideas, one of a kind gift items. You will find something at the vendors, the crafters. All of that is in full effect tomorrow at Lynchburg Community Market.
Absolutely. We are very excited. Our vendors are having an absolutely spectacular year. We love seeing all of the familiar faces, people who used to live here, and they come back to see the market, and they revel in all the things that are different, but also some of the things that are still the same. So it's always fun this time of year to see everybody coming back home for the holidays and getting to reconnect with people at the market and then all the new people that we see each and every weekend. So definitely that's the time of the year.
And I believe, is Santa Claus going to be there?
Santa will be there. Santa will be here tomorrow and on the 20th. He'll be here from 9 to 2. Carriages rides run from 10 to 2. We'll have our in-house portrait artist on site from 8 to 3. We'll have a variety of different live music performances both inside and outside tomorrow. So a very jam-packed day of fun and wonder down at the market.
Very, very cool. Lynchburg Community Market is physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg with plenty of free parking all around the area. And you're located on the interwebs where?
We're at lynchburgcommunitymarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right, Darius, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the festivities. Enjoy this weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, my friend.
All right. It is the Mike Show coming up. A little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Nat Marshall's joining us from Interfaith Outreach Association. Hello, sir.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I am doing good. Thank you.
That's fantastic. We just talked off air for a very, very long time, and pre-gamed a little bit, which we usually don't do, but all great information. Interfaith Outreach Association is a fantastic organization. You're going to learn a little bit more about that, but you guys have an upcoming event that you've been doing for years and years and years now, and tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you. It's the Walter M. Ford Downtown Lynchburg Historic Church Open House. Basically, it's the opportunity during the Christmas period to go around to seven different churches and just explore their ways of celebrating Christmas. You know, they've got all the beautiful decorations up. You'll have the opportunity to hear the music that is there for their particular church and organization. And just a great, I've been doing it myself as far as a volunteer for a number of years. And it's just great to see folks who come over year in and year out and just enjoy it. Oftentimes they say that's the way they start their Christmas period by participating in this.
It's become more of a tradition now for folks to tour the historic churches in and around our area.
Yeah. And I think that each of the churches tries to change up a little bit, so it's something new each and every year.
Yeah. So you added, there was one church that dropped off that's been on for previous years, but then you added another one.
Exactly. So, of course, I think in the news we heard that the Court Street United Methodist Church closed its doors earlier this year. So they were one of the churches for a long while. And now Fifth Street Baptist has been added on. So they're excited. And I talked to some of their folks. And in fact, we were hoping to have their minister here with us this morning, and things just didn't work out. But they're excited about having folks come by first thing on tomorrow morning.
Nice. All right. So the schedule it kicks off at 9:15, and each church, according to this, will host a 15-minute concert. Do you have to go in order, or can you just jump in?
Yeah, there are folks who try to get to all seven locations, and there's enough time set in between to get to that.
Yeah.
And there are others who just want to go to two or three of them, you know, whether or not it's a church that they have an affiliation with,
yeah,
or maybe they have an interest that they, you know, driven by it and just wondered what the inside looked like.
Nice.
So, you know, it's not a requirement that you have to go to all of them. Some just go to one or two of them.
And they're all beautifully decorated. They're always I'm always in awe of the decorations at each of these locations. Plus, if you're an architecture buff, you can see some of the most beautiful architecture in our downtown area.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The other aspect of it is that sometimes we get caught up in the way we celebrate Christmas,
yeah,
and don't realize that there are various variations,
sure,
throughout, you know, as to how churches and particular disciplines of church celebrate the holiday.
Absolutely. We'll check it out. It's coming up. It's tomorrow. And this is free to the public.
Right. Certainly, you know, interfaith always is dependent on the giving to from our public, and all, and certainly it is free. But certainly, if you have a dollar that you would like to give to the interfaith, that it's always welcome as well, because there are a lot of things going on, a lot of people in need in this time. So absolutely, certainly those things.
Well, and donations can be made, and they benefit Interfaith Outreach Association. It's a local nonprofit organization that's been helping families since 1982. Nat, tell us about some of the programs and some of the things that Interfaith Outreach does.
Sure. Some of the programs basically are, there's emergency assistance, emergency heating assistance for the elderly, furniture and furnishings, homeless prevention, progressive release, home again, and interfaith rebuilds. So it's reaching a lot of different folks in a wide variety of ways. You know, everything from those who have been incarcerated and when they return, to those who have expense needs in regards to rent or utility bills, or again, if you are living in a home or your parents or grandparents are living in a place where they don't want to leave, but they've got they can't get in because, you know, they have steps and
they might have
mobility issues, so they can build a ramp for them. So all kinds of things that, you know, IOA is making available to our the folks in our community.
Well, and I know for the housing needs in particular, IOA is extremely helpful to folks that may be facing eviction or they need a place to live. They've even helped provide furnishings and furniture and things like that. And you can, and if you have furniture or furnishings that you'd like to donate, IOA can help you out with that too. I know we had a couch that Tab it was mine. I brought the couch into our relationship, and eventually she said, you know what, this is a nice couch, but I'd really like to see it, you know, not in our house. And I said, but why? It's such a great couch. It's very, very comfortable. And I've had it for years. And she said, well, how about we donate it to IOA? And I said, okay, that's a good solution, I think.
Well, the thing is that, you know,
it was a great couch. I loved it.
It sounds like you have psychological issues there, but
I do.
We can sit down and talk after about that. Yeah, one of the good things about IOA is that aspect. You know, I've learned so much over the course of the many years that I've been involved with it. One is that, you know, sometimes we'll be driving down the road and we see this pile of stuff sitting in front of a house, and you know, and Charlene's oftentimes said that, you know, that's a circumstance where somebody has been evicted and all their stuff has been thrown out. And it's just, he's like, wow, I had never realized that. You know, so, you know, a lot of times people just have to start over.
Yeah.
You know, and where do you go to get a bed? You know, so often when you get a place to stay, you know, you're sleeping on the floor because you don't have any additional funds for that. So IOA is a great stop for that. My church has been very instrumental about, you know, like if you got an extra table or chair or a bed or all those things, hey, let's consider IOA for that, because there's a great need for those things.
Yeah, and you know, oftentimes, and a lot of folks, you know, can't really relate to this, but you know, take into consideration that, you know, if someone loses their home for whatever reason, or if somebody finds themselves out with, you know, and they don't have anything, but they maybe have enough money to get started and get a place and you know, make the security deposit and make the first couple months rent, and then that's it. What's left? You know, where do they get furnishings? Where do they get a bed? Where do they get so, you know, IOA is a fantastic organization that helps out with things like that.
And there's so many reasons for it. You know, certainly, you know, again, I go back to my church. The church is called Alpha Grow. It's a church out in the forest, you know, and it starts with an A, you know, and there are folks out there who surf the world looking for folks who will give to them. So churches, you think, are giving. So we were getting a lot of folks who were asking for money and said, you're a church, you're supposed to give it to for those who are in need, you know. And, you know, and it was really tough for us to figure out who was legitimate and who was, you know, trying to play the system. And so we said, all right, man, IOA is great at determining, and they know the players, you know, and sometimes they know those who are just going around and playing the system. So that's if you are in a church or an organization where you are having that same issue, where a lot of folks are coming and asking asking you for money, and as a church, you feel obligated to give or give something.
Sure.
But I always been able to help us. You know, we make a donation there, and we send people there. If you are familiar with United Way's 211, that's they will definitely make people aware of the opportunities with IOA. So if you ever know of someone who has a problem or an issue, just simply very easy to say, all right, try 211. Try that. They'll get you to the, whether it's the Interfaith, Salvation Army, and so many other things that are out there. But certainly IOA is, you know, the top of the list in regards to helping folks in our
community. Well, your event tomorrow it kicks off at 9:15, and you can learn more if you go to interfaithoutreach.org and just click on the event page. You can check out and tour some of our area's most beautiful, beautiful churches, and share in the celebration and kick off your holiday with IOA.
And I'll be at Jackson Street at 10:30. So if you want to come by and say, Nat, you're ugly. Yeah, we saw you. Or if you want to say, hey.
Or if they want to say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There you go.
Yeah, that would be good too, I think. All right, Nat, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And again, we'll link this up on our Facebook page and on our broadcast. And if you go to interfaithoutreach.org, just click on the event tab and you will find all the information for the tour. So thank you.
Yep. Great. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This weekend, science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very, very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains. Here's a quick rundown from this week in relationship news. I need sound effects. In relationship news, a study ranked different animals according to how monogamous they are. Humans rank pretty high. We were more monogamous than meerkats, but less so than beavers.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Dolphins and chimps were the biggest cheaters, and they ranked them by looking at how common half-siblings are. In other adult relations news, Viagra for women is now available in the U.S.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
It's a cream, not a pill, but it has the same active ingredient as the Viagra. I wonder if guys could use it. Anyway, they definitely could use it, you know, because in barbecue news, I said in barbecue news, we may have figured out fire way earlier than experts thought. Evidence of a fire being built 400,000 years ago was found in a field in England. I said in England.
Hello!
There they are. Modern humans weren't around yet, so it was probably Neanderthals. Until now, the earliest evidence of a fire being built was from 50,000 years ago. And in fat cat news, Ozempic for pets could be right around the corner. Really? Why? I guess if you're...
I'm rich. You're not.
Yeah. A drug company is testing a new GLP-1 device on cats, and it's an implant. So no shots required. It's still in the early stages, so it's not clear on how soon your hungry, hungry hippo might get their paws on it. Each implant would last up to 6 months. And that's Nerd News. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, we mentioned in Nerd News, there's a new type of Ozempic for cats, of all things. But there's a new way to lose weight now. For everybody during the holidays.
Ho, 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 Ozempic, Santa, no.
Hi, it's Santa Claus. I know, I don't sound or look the same since losing 217 pounds thanks to Ozempic.
Ozempic is a once-weekly injection to help lower your blood sugar, especially for those on a steady diet of gumdrops, candy canes, and sugar cookies.
You know, before Ozempic, I felt like a fa-la-la-la-la-la-la loser. And that bowl full of jelly? It's now a bowl full of abs.
You might feel naughty on Ozempic.
Hey, girl, you want to mingle with the Kringle?
Side effects include confusion, seizures, and may cause some to feel less jolly.
Damn it, Blippi! This rocking horse doesn't rock! Son of a...
Once weekly, Ozempic.
Since Ozempic, the girls around Santa's workshop, they don't call me Father Christmas anymore. They just call me Daddy.
Ho, 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 Ozempic!
Use as directed.
Yeah, please do. All right, today is Gingerbread House Day, December the 12th. HGTV, by the way, has a new show for the holidays, Gingerbread House Hunters.
Tonight on Gingerbread House Hunters, thanks to their growing family, Brad and Linda want a larger holiday centerpiece for the dining room table. Brad wants gumdrops. Jenny prefers licorice. As for the kids, peppermints are a must. But unfortunately, they disagree on one thing.
Hey, honey, look at this. I had the idea of putting popcorn on the ceiling.
What? No! No popcorn! They don't want popcorn stuck to their ceilings.
No, you know, popcorn ceilings.
That's so stupid.
What will they decide?
You're the stupid one.
Find out tonight on Gingerbread House Hunters.
Nobody would do that, Brad.
Everybody does gumdrops.
Only on HGTV, where we'll make you watch annoying white couples shop for anything.
Anything. All right, here, let's save that real quick while we're doing this. Yep, and then save that. While we're doing this. Okay, got it. And then save that while we're doing it. Sorry, I'm attempting to stay on time, which we're running very, very late today, but also attempting to do other behind-the-scenes things. Let's go to viral videos. Here's a viral video of a birthday celebration where a grandma is using a very long lighter and preparing a flambé, a baked Alaska, sitting on the table in front of her. She lights it. As she pours alcohol on the dessert, it bursts into flames. What could possibly go wrong?
Keep the flame away until you pour it on there. Mom. God. Oh.
Dad.
All right. It burst into a large flame, and for some reason she poured more alcohol than on the table, and so the family begins to pat and stomp a number of flames out as Grandma moves the burning dessert onto her wicker chair. What could have possibly went wrong? The cat knew to get the hell out of there, by the way. Luckily, everyone was all right. It happened last month, but it's just getting viral attention now. A Swedish musician taught an octopus to play an underwater piano. Here's Matthias Kranz playing guitar while the octopus grabs levers that are attached to the piano keys. This is interesting, I guess. That's a new tune that just hit the top 10. Anyway, Oscar Mayer is hiring Wienermobile drivers again. They're accepting applications until January 31st.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener.
Yeah.
That is what I truly like to be.
I know.
Because if I were an Oscar Mayer Wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Yes, they would. All right. All right, do we do sports? Let's go to sports. The Atlanta Falcons were down 28-14 in the fourth quarter last night. They were riddled with penalties and dropped what would have been a touchdown pass. Somehow the Tampa Bay Buccaneers allowed them to come back within 2 points and end the game like this.
A 43-yard attempt to try to win the game and shoot a dagger into the Buccaneers' hopes. And the kick is just inside the left upright. And there's a little celebrating going on in Charlotte, North Carolina right now.
All right. Final score, Atlanta 29, Tampa Bay 28. The Bucks and the Carolina Panthers are tied with 7 wins atop the NFL South and play each other 2 more times this season. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Brian Miller's obsession with something you can put on your TV during the holidays.
My favorite Christmas show, though, is the Fireplace TV show. Do you guys watch the Fireplace TV? I love the Fireplace TV show. It's just a fireplace for 3 hours. Sounds boring, sucks me in every time. My mom's like, hey, dinner's ready. I'm like, no, the guy's here, the arm's here. Everybody get in here, the guy's here, he's poking the fire. It's like, it's not like a professional fire tender, some chubby arm all hairy jabbing at it. It's great. But you don't have to wait for Christmas anymore. I found this out. You can now watch the Fireplace TV show anytime you want to on Netflix Instant Streaming. They have 3 episodes of the Fireplace TV. I binged them. I watched them all. I won't spoil the ending, but because it's on Netflix, they have all the amenities of every other Netflix show, including closed captioning. It's true. I turned it on for 3 hours. In parentheses, it just says, crackling. I switched it over to Spanish subtitles. It said, crepitante. I'm like, ooh. Very festive, you know? I'll watch that at Cinco de Mayo. That's cool.
All right, that's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you like it, but make eye contact. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we have, we're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in the news, but then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can have a turkey provolone at the park?
I love to eat outside.
Or an original Italian at work?
Absolutely.
Ooh, I can have a Mike's Famous Philly at 2 a.m. while digging a tunnel to my neighbor's basement.
Whoa, do they know?
No. And don't tell them.
Okay, mum's the word. Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for anytime, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing, a sub above.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. A female DoorDash driver in Indiana named Courtney with a K was caught on camera with a C dropping off a bag of food, taking a photo for the app, and then she sprayed something on it before leaving. The customer said they ordered $30 worth of Arby's and had it delivered. Not long after starting the meal, the guy's wife started having trouble breathing. Then she got sick. They inspected the food and the bag and realized it might have been tampered with. They looked back at their security footage, and that's when they saw the delivery person spraying their food, possibly with pepper spray. The customer complained to DoorDash. They refunded him, but they also told him the driver had been kicked off their platform. The police were also involved, and the customer says he's definitely going to press charges. It's unclear if police have tracked the driver down. The wife has recovered. The guy did add a $2 tip, which is about 7%. Technically, no one knows why the driver sprayed the food, but a lot of people assume she wasn't happy with the tip. For what it's worth, a lot of times delivery people have a rough idea how much deliveries are worth before accepting them. Either way, she's going to need to deal with the legal ramifications over a few bucks. What do we have? We have Mark Cardin talking about what he thinks happened to the food.
I noticed my wife had started eating and she started choking and gasping, and after she had had a couple bites of her food, she actually threw up. And I had a look at the bag and seen that there was some kind of spray or something the bag had been tampered with. So I pulled up my doorbell camera and seen that the lady that dropped the food off had actually tampered with it. We assume it's pepper spray. It's more than likely what it is, but now in this day age, it could have been anything. It could have been rat poison, could have been fentanyl. We live in a terrible world right now. Horrific. People are mean for no reason. There was no reason to do what she done.
Good Lord. She could face charges ranging from battery, which is a misdemeanor, to food tampering, which is a felony. Which, by the way, yeah, that looks like it's probably what it's going to be. A 70-year-old man from New Jersey who was praised for trying to save his neighbor in a fire is now being charged in her murder. There aren't a lot of details, but apparently they now believe he caused the blaze. Here are neighbors talking about what William Ale is accused of doing.
everybody knows who he is. And, you know, no one has ever had a bad word to say about him.
Since the fire, you know, I mean, we all just thought he was a hero. I feel bad for the family. I do, because I really like them. It's sad and shocking. I hope it's not true.
And there you go. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. An influencer in New Jersey got a bunch of followers to pitch in and buy angel tree gifts for underprivileged kids. She was hoping to clear the whole tree of tags, but found out that that's not possible. They just keep adding more tags, no matter what. But thanks to her videos, they said her local angel tree program is now number one in the state. Here is her original video.
I am begging, if you live in or near Williamstown, New Jersey, please, please go adopt an angel tree child. And if any of my videos were to blow up, please let it be this one, because all I want to do is go buy that tree up. I cannot financially afford to do it on my own. Don't send me money. I don't want your Venmo. I don't want you to send me cash. Just interact with this video and I will let TikTok pay for these kids. I get paid on the 15th from the TikTok Creator Fund. My heart is broken. If you live in the area, adopt an angel tree kid if you can.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Oops. I did the weekday. I didn't do the weekend. All right, show and Friday edit. There we go. All right, so get rid of that. Sorry, I was rushing because we're running late. All right, let's take it from here.
Goodbye!
Don't come back!
Go away! Go away!
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434. Local. Global. Radio.
434.